This is your Paragon News update for November 12th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Two people are facing federal drug charges after a traffic stop in Wheeler County, Texas recently. According to a criminal complaint, around 11:13 a.m. on November 6th, a deputy stopped a silver car traveling eastbound on I-40 for displaying an altered or obscured registration tag. The deputy passed the silver car, noticing the driver attempted to shield his face from being seen behind the pillar of the car. Finding the driver's actions to be suspicious, the deputy conducted a traffic stop. As the deputy approached the car, he found four adults and two small children inside the vehicle. Gregory Maxwell and Lachey Johnson were two of the occupants in the car, including Johnson's two children. According to the documents, the deputy noticed indicators of criminal activity, including the odor of burned marijuana, as he was running a registration check, allowing him to conduct a probable cause search. During his search, the deputy found several bags inside a baby formula container, including blue M30 pills that were believed to be fentanyl. The deputy also found two boxes containing 5-gallon buckets with marijuana and bundles of cocaine. All adults were placed under arrest. According to street value estimates, the cocaine was worth around $1.4 million. The Oklahoma State University Alumni Association has named 51 students as OSU Seniors of Significance for the 2021-2022 academic year. One of those students hails from right here in Elk City. The Seniors of Significance Award recognizes students who have excelled in scholarship, leadership, and service to campus and community and have brought distinction to OSU. The 51 students represent the top 1% of the class of 2022, including all five OSU undergraduate academic colleges. The Alumni Association will honor these students at a public reception on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the ConocoPhillips OSU Alumni Center. Among those being honored includes Peyton David, a nutritional sciences major from Elk City. Others from the area being honored includes Brooke Orr from Frederick, Taylor Stroll, and William Yadon, both from Woodward. In state news, two state lawmakers on Capitol Hill vote no. Oklahoma News Network's Jacqueline Scott has that.
The so-called Build Back Better bill didn't get help from Oklahoma U.S. Senators Jim Inhofe and James Lankford. Lankford says new entitlement spending legislation by Democrats will send inflation soaring and raise taxes. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
Once again, your Paragon News update for November 12th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.